The SOHUM Fire Safe Council met Thursday, April 4th. First on the list of discussion items was the appointment of Kimberly Phelps as council member. Kim first came to the Southern Humboldt Fire Safe Council as co-founder, secretary, and public relations officer of Greater Palo Verde Fire Safe Council, which was recently renamed Harris Fire Safe Council. Harry Vaughn moved to appoint her to this council, and Kathy Weber and Tanner Spees seconded. The vote was unanimous. Here's Chair Gail Eastwood.
Bringing forward Kim Phelps' name as Southern Humboldt Fire Safe Council council member. There have been several seconds on the email list, and I'm wondering if there's discussion about that, or everything I've heard has been enthusiastic.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Lots of heads nodding.
Yeah, okay. Does anybody have any reservations or questions? Because this could be deferred till next week if anybody has questions that they want to ask. I'll just say I think Kim is already doing a great job as a council member with her radio show and other things that she's involved in, and I'm just really excited to welcome her.
Is it appropriate to move to nominate at this point? We have a quorum, right?
Yes, yeah, we do. We want to do the quorum. It's clear to me that we have a consensus here. We've moved and seconded via email, and there's been discussion and no concerns expressed. So,
I'd like to make a motion that we
Helps.
And I'll second that.
I'll third.
Tanner and Kathy. All right, council members, I see thumbs up with Larry. I see all yays. Does anybody want to abstain? Does anybody want to vote in opposition? Okay. Unanimous. Thank you.
It's just unfortunate that Kim's not here to accept this.
The council next discussed Tanner Spees' upcoming promotion to Fire Chief of Telegraph Ridge Volunteer Fire Department on Sunday, April 29th, at the annual department barbecue open to all. The event takes place the day after the Fire Safe Council hosts its Fire Resources Fair at the Mateel. As Gail Eastwood pointed out, Tanner wears a lot of hats. He introduced himself as follows.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tanner Spees. I'm a Southern Humboldt Fire Safe Council member. I'm also work with natural resources planning with Public Works, and I am part of the county coordination, the California Fire Safe Council county coordination team. So I help with the Humboldt Fire Safe Council business, and I live in the Mateel watershed in the Edersburg region, and I'm a part of the Telegraph Ridge Fire Department.
And the Edersburg Fire Safe Council. Tanner gets the prize for the most hats.
We are preparing for the Telegraph Ridge Fire Department's barbecue, which will actually be the day after the fire resources. We always do it on the last Sunday of April. And it's a pretty significant year. We are transferring command. Peter Losky is going to transfer chief to me. I will become the fire chief of Telegraph Ridge at this event. So that's happening, and our own fighter member Ishii Dubey is going to be performing, and he's a great performer, as lots of you might know. We'll have a lot more information on other projects and things that are happening in the Edersburg area at the barbecue. So. That's news from Edersburg.
Well, congratulations on your new hat.
Other updates to the council included Dave Kahn with the Humboldt County Resource Conservation District, announcing that they finally finished the defensible space portion of the Bell Springs Road Shaded Fuel Break Project.
Yeah, real briefly, I can report that we finally finished the defensible space portion of the Resource Conservation District project and grant that included the Bell Springs Road Shade of Fuel Break. So everything went really well, and I'm happy to report that.
In addition, with the Southern Humboldt Prescribed Burn Association, Kai Ostro said that they will be providing some planning and logistics training roles for prescribed fire, which will also be supportive of disaster response and structure fires. Kai asked the council to think about what people would be appropriate, especially, but not necessarily, those with fire experience. There will be a couple of prescribed burns in the near future, and then again next winter after fire season. Kai said that they're reaching out for people with specific skills. Henry Holbrook will be recruiting people at the April 27th Fire Resources Fair at the Mateel. For KMUD, I'm Serenity Wood.